I'm ready to go.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Let's welcome in Barry Church, Cowboy safety from 2010 to 2016. You can hear him on the Players Lounge podcast, and he also is a co-host of the Cowboys pregame live show. How you doing, Barry? What's going on, man?
Man, I'm doing amazing. I'm doing amazing, man. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Absolutely. Let me just share with you that my partner, Daryl the Guru Johnson, is a big Cowboys fan. He's wearing a CD Lamb jersey right
What's
now.
Up, Barry?
And he has spent the first
What's
hour
up?
And 45 minutes saying that the Dallas Cowboys are in shambles. Yes or no?
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, Barry, let me, real quick. My father's from East Texas, Bullard, Texas, right? I'm born and raised in the Bay. I got love for the Niners, but it's Dallas on mine, and I'm mad at everybody. I'm mad at Jerry. I'm mad at guys doing podcasts and not backing it up. I'm mad that the Saints score on eight play and the Niners beat them. Barry, where is this thing going, and whose fault is it?
Look, I mean, it's okay to be frustrated. We all understand that things have not been going the way that, you know, we all predicted them to go, especially after last year's performances out there. But if you look at it, I mean, look, this team is still 3-3, all right? They've still got all the goals ahead of them, all right? The people in front of them in this division, the Philadelphia Eagles, who, you know, who knows what's going on with them week to week. And then you got Washington, who's playing well, but they're led by a rookie quarterback. So let's see what he can do throughout the whole 17-game stretch. So, look, everything's still ahead for the Cowboys. It's a little frustrating right now. Defenses can't really stop anything right now. In the offense, the connection between Dak and CeeDee Lamb just isn't what it was last year. But they still got an opportunity to get things done, and I think it'll start this weekend in Santa Clara.
Mm. Barry Church joining us on 95.7 The Game. You know, the 49ers aren't in better shape right now than the Cowboys, at least record-wise. When you look at the 49ers, everybody out here is like, you know, when the offense plays well enough, then the defense slips. When the defense is playing well, the offense isn't there. Special teams has hurt them over the course of a season. What's been the Cowboys' issue? Is it an overarching thing like that, or all phases of the game, or is it one thing in particular?
To me, it's two phases of the game, and they're the most important phases. All right, when you look at the defensive side of the football, the same issues that's been hurting this team for the past 3 years seems to rear its ugly head once again, and that's stopping the run. I mean, they can't stop a cold when it comes to the running game right now. Everybody's running the football on them. I believe they're dead last, 32nd in the National Football League in stopping the run. So defensively, you know, you got problems there. But offensively, which I thought would be the strength of this team heading into this season, you got issues. And to me, there's two big glaring issues when you look at this team offensively. One is the third down. All right, they're one of the worst teams' third down percentage, which we all consider the money down. And to keep this defense, you know, healthy and off the field and rested, you got to be able to capitalize on these third downs and move the chains and keep this defense off of the football field. And secondly, and more importantly, they're terrible in the red zone right now. Offensively, they're 30th in the National Football League in red zone scoring. Like, I understand you got a hell of a kicker in Aubrey, and he's a great weapon. But last time I checked, when you get to the red zone, seven counts more than three. So you got to be able to put the ball in the end zone, and that's just something the Dallas Cowboys offensively have been struggling with this year.
Hey, Barry, we were having an interesting conversation about Brock Purdy, who's gotten off to a great start, but no McCaffrey. The Niners have been struggling in the red zone. We'd like to play you some sound, and then I got a question for you on the other side. Go ahead, Stoney.
Yeah, this has to do with whether Brock Purdy audibles or not.
Usually we just have an answer built into the play. And so if we do have like an all-out blitz or something, we usually have an answer of where I should be hitting or where I should be going. And there's very rare occasions where we walk up to the line and we get a look and it's, oh, shoot, they got us. And then I'm supposed to randomly make up an audible. There's nothing like that. We usually always have an answer for pressures, all-out blitz, and things like that. So that's on me to get to the right guy.
Now, Barry, you were a badass safety. Our question is, as a defender, do you know when a quarterback is not able to utilize that option? And does that make an offense easier to guard?
Oh, hell yeah, it makes that offense, you know, easier to guard. I mean,
wow.
If we're going out there and we know for a fact if we give this guy an all-out blitz look, like we're giving him zero coverage, and he's going to throw the football to either of these two people, then, I mean, then you got the answer pre-snap. It makes it so much easier to predict where they're going with the football. I mean, if that's the case where, okay, if they're showing an all-out look, we're going to this particular play, and you look at the film and you see, all right, in that particular play, when you give them that zero blitz, he likes to go to Debo on this, or he likes to go to Kittle on this each and every time, then that's all we're going to do. We're going to show you all-out blitz, let Purdy go ahead and audible to it, and then we're going to go to the person he loves to throw the football to most. And if that's covered up, then he gets to scrambling out there, and we've already won the down. So it makes it a lot easier to predict when you know your quarterback doesn't have the ability to go up there and say, all right, all-out blitz, let me check to this one instead of this one. When you already got the answer there, it makes it a lot easier defensively to guard these guys.
Barry, why would a coach not allow his quarterback, for whatever reason, to audible?
I mean, you got me on that one. It could be trust. You know, it could be maybe, you know, this guy, he's thinking maybe he doesn't have the qualities to go out there and check into his own play. So let me go ahead and take it out of his hands and put it in my hands. I mean, we've seen that time and time again with young quarterbacks. But Brock Purdy, to me, you know, he has that ability to go out there. He's shown that ability when he has a full, healthy roster to go out there and pick defenses apart. I'm not quite sure why, to me, they wouldn't trust him in those type of situations, but that's what I'm reading from that clip you just showed me.
Very good stuff. Now, I don't know if you know the availability of Michael Parsons. I don't think he's going to play along with DeMarcus Lawrence, but the reality is the Niners have been the Cowboys' big brother. I don't expect anything different, but what would it mean if somehow Dallas, off a bye, could come in here in front of the world and win on Sunday night and be 4-3 and getting that victory against a team that's owned them?
I mean, it would mean everything confidence-wise to this team and to this locker room. I mean, if you're going to beat the San Francisco 49ers, this is the time to do it. Like you just said, they're down plenty of players out there. And if you can't beat the 49ers with this roster, when they're down like this, then when are you going to beat them? I mean, they've been punking the Dallas Cowboys for a while now when you talk about these last couple matchups with the 49ers. So, to me, this is an opportunity you got to take advantage of. I know we have some injuries on our defensive side of the football, but the offensive side of the football, they're healthy. I mean, you got, you know, what the highest paid player in the National Football League and Dak Prescott at the quarterback. You got CeeDee Lamb, one of the top three wide receivers in the National Football League. You got to get this thing done. It won't eliminate you mathematically if you lose, but I'm talking about confidence and just the morale in that locker room. If you lose this game, it's going to be a devastating blow. So they have to get it done this weekend.
Former Cowboys safety Barry Church joining us on 95.7 The Game. You played safety, obviously, and we're going to come into this game. No Brandon Ayuk. Doesn't look like Juwan Jennings is going to play. Debo Samuel coming off pneumonia. As a player who played in the defensive secondary, how do you approach a game like this when you know the other team doesn't have their number one weapons? Do you lick your chops?
Well, you still gotta respect those guys, even though they're not have their superstars out there. You can't take anybody for granted. I mean, I've seen a guy like Victor Cruz come in there, and everybody just thought, "Oh, this is an undrafted guy," and he goes and puts 150 on us. So I've seen it happen before. So you gotta respect everybody out there. But like I said, with this defense, with those guys missing out there, you gotta take advantage of it, man. You gotta keep Purdy in the pocket. If he's able to scramble around at the time, then who knows what can happen. Kittle can squeak out there. You got Juszczyk that can squeak out there. So you got to keep Kittle in the pocket and force him to beat you from there. I mean, we've seen that's what Kansas City was able to do last week. They kept him in the pocket, and look what happened. Purdy throws three interceptions out there. So you got to put it all on Purdy's arm, because if Mason's able to go out there and he's able to wreck this game plan and able to run the football and they're a balanced offense, then that's when the Dallas Cowboys defense is going to struggle. But if they're able to put it all on Brock Purdy's shoulders and his arm to have to beat them, then I think they have the advantage in this game if that's the case.
Barry, we do a show 4 hours a day, 20 hours a week, and, you know, I'll criticize Kyle Shanahan for not winning the Super Bowl. Two games, I think they outplayed Kansas City, but that's for another day. But when they're healthy, and a former player like yourself, and you look at his scheme and what he's able to design, I think that's what gets me mad at McCarthy, because I feel like that offense is, you know, no motion, just archaic. But talk to us about Kyle's scheme and how, what do you see and how great he is in regard to his play calling?
Man, when it comes to Kyle Shanahan, he's one of the hardest coaches to defend defensively. I mean, because he runs he runs a lot of different looks, but they're like the same run. When you talk about a power scheme, we're thinking, okay, this guard is going to pull over and lead the running back through. Well, he might have the center pull. He might have the opposite tackle pull, but it's the same play, just different variations of it. And to me, this comes down to a rules game. You gotta be able to be on your keys when you're playing a guy like Shanahan. Like my old coach used to say, you see a little, you see a lot, you see a lot, you see a little. They're going to be playing with your eyes out there defensively, so the front seven for the Dallas Cowboys has got to be on their keys. There can't be a lot of hero ball going on. And what I mean by that is you can't have one guy trying to do his own thing and make every play out there, because that's how the defense is going to get exposed out there. You got to play as a unit. You got to stay in your gaps, because Kyle Shanahan, I mean, he's a magician when it comes to dialing up these runs and these play actions. And that's why I think you got to take away the running game for the 49ers, because if they were able to do both and have a balanced attack, you don't know which way he's going to hit you from. So he's a master at that, but this team, that they've got to shut down the run in order to have a chance in this game.
Barry, the 49ers have been without Christian McCaffrey all year, and Jordan Mason has stepped in, and he's the second leading rusher right now in the NFL, but you can just tell the 49ers offense isn't quite the same. Even though Mason's gobbling up yards in the, you know, on the ground, what's the difference between playing a 49er team with McCaffrey in the backfield as opposed to somebody like Mason?
Well, McCaffrey just brought a different element to it when you talk about the passing game. I mean, yes, he was a hell of a runner out of the backfield, but when you talk about the screen game, when you talk about getting one-on-ones with linebackers and being able to expose them in the route tree, I mean, that's what he brought to the table. I mean, this guy was the total package, three-down back out there. Mason's good. I mean, he's a good back, and he's showing promise in his young career so far, but McCaffrey was just at a whole different level. I mean, they could spread you out. You could put McCaffrey in the slot. You can put him outside at receiver and get him matched up against linebackers and safeties, and he would be a mismatched nightmare out there. That's what he brings to the table. It's just different variations in what he can do. Like, you can stay in 12 personnel with Kyle Shanahan's offense and just make it open and split everybody out, because you got McCaffrey that can go out there and run routes. You got a Juszczyk that can run routes. You got Kittle that can go out there and run routes. So, to me, he just brought a different dynamic to the offense. And Mason, he's doing a heck of a job back there, but McCaffrey, like I said, he's just a different level and a different beast and a different mismatch nightmare.
Wow, good stuff. Barry, my partner mentioned the Niners being at 3-4 and the litany of injuries. Do you expect them to make a run, though?
Woo! As of right now, if I'm looking at it right now, if they don't get healthy soon, I think it's going to be tough. I mean, the NFC West right now is wide open, but I mean, it's going to be tough without having the Avengers there that they usually have in there. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be all on Purdy's shoulders, and I'm not so sure he can get the job done all by himself, even though he's been playing pretty well this season. So if you ask me now, I'm not sure they can make that run, but we'll see what happens when these guys get healthy once again.
Barry, thank you so much for joining us, man.
Good
great stuff. And enjoy the game Sunday, man.
Will do. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Yes, sir. That's Barry Church, former Dallas Cowboys safety.
Number 42.